A drug treatment expert is praising Governor Cuomo's proposal to ban a synthetic opioid derived from fentanyl that is adding to the opioid crisis. WAER's Chris Bolt has more.
The governor's plan aims to expand access to medication-assisted treatment, or MAT, and treat synthetic fentanyl as a controlled substance, making it illegal and easier for law enforcement to fight. Anne-Marie Foster is president of Phoenix House New York, which is one of the state's largest providers of in- and outpatient drug treatment. She says the measure would close a legal loophole.
A drug dealer caught with these analogs prior to mixing them with heroin or cocaine or ecstasy or anything like that could escape prosecution by having this because it was not on the state registry. So making them illegal to prevent them from being mixed with other psychoactive substances, especially heroin, this should greatly reduce the rate of overdose deaths in the state.
Synthetic fentanyl is up to 100 times stronger than morphine, and it can be fatal when taken or when mixed with other drugs. The other part of Cuomo's proposal is to increase the availability of medication to treat addiction to emergency room referrals, telemedicine, and other avenues. Foster says MAT is an opportunity to provide medications to help patients with their addiction.
We can't let up because the number of individuals with suffering from addiction is still high and the number that are attempting to overdose is still high. What we want to see is more Narcan, more prevention training, and the state has done a great job in pushing that effort.
The governor's proposal would expand treatment in hard-to-reach communities. And if the bill is approved next year, law enforcement would also have the authority to prosecute the manufacturing, sale, and distribution of a range of synthetic variations of fentanyl. Chris Bolt, WAER News.